Hello and welcome to Story House. I'm your host, Razeth Rahim. Every weekend, Story House brings you stories and poems written for children aged between 7 and 13. Are you ready to listen to the first episode of Story House? I bet you are. But first, let's start with a quote. I wonder how many of you know about Winnie the Pooh Bear. The bear who loves to eat honey and hang out with his best friends, Tigger, Piglet, Eeyore, and Christopher. Winnie the Pooh Bear is a character created by the author A.A. Milne, otherwise known as Alexander Milne, who once said, "You are braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think." Alright, young people out there, be brave. Be strong and believe in yourself. On this positive note, let's listen to today's story. The title of the story is Imperfect Will and is happening in a town named Perfect Will. Sounds a little tricky, doesn't it? Is it Perfect Will or Imperfect Will? Let's find out, shall we? Our story begins in the town of Perfect Will, where everything happens according to a plan. Everything is as per a design, and nothing is out of place. Here, the zebras had exactly 10 white and 10 black stripes. The giraffes had exactly 100 brown spots on their bodies. The sun and the moon always showed up at the right time. And the cockerels would wake up everyone at the first break of dawn. Everything went like clockwork. No problems, no surprises, no glitches. But soon, things were about to change. It so happened that one day, a new family of hippos moved into the neighborhood. They had a blue car and they had a lot of things with them. As it was a custom in Imperfect Will, one morning a welcoming committee went over to the new family's house with an apple pie and some cookies. The committee was headed by Mr. Roar, who was a lion and also the mayor of the town. Miss Lick, who was a salamander, and the local sheriff, and Miss Hobbs, the local school headmistress, and a rabbit with a tail as white as snow accompanied Mr. Roar. They were welcomed at the door by Mrs. Hippo. She had a warm smile and a glow on her face. Mr. Hippo was reading the morning paper, and they heard the music playing upstairs. The hippos had just started unpacking their stuff, and several boxes were lying here and there. However, it seemed that the hippos had started decorating their walls with paintings and pictures and photographs and everything that seemed to hang on the wall. The welcoming committee noticed a family photo hanging on the wall. The committee observed that the hippos were a family of four. There was the daddy hippo, the mommy hippo, a teenage hippo, and a one-year-old baby hippo. Everything about the picture looked happy and colorful, except it didn't seem to look normal. Mr. Roar, Miss Hobbs, and Miss Lick took turns looking at one another. And then they trained their eyes towards Mr. and Mrs. Hippo, giving them one good look, top to bottom. The hippos did not understand why the others looked so astonished, and they became uncomfortable. The silence was broken by the sudden crying of the baby hippo upstairs, and everyone turned their gaze towards the sound. The committee soon rushed on with their greetings and left all in a hurry. They said, welcome to Perfect Will. We'll see you next time. Okay, bye-bye. Once back in Mr. Roar's car, Miss Lick broke the silence and asked, "Did you see what I saw over there in the photograph? It was so strange."
"I have never seen such a thing in my whole life," said Miss Hobbs.
Mr. Roar also nodded. "Okay, children, do you know what happened next? Why do you think they act us like strangely like this? Would you like to know more about this?" "Yes, I know you do. So please tune in to the Story House tomorrow to listen to more of this story. Till then, ciao, bye-bye."